State Representative Eric Simonson is a DFLer representing District 7B in northeastern Minnesota. The state Senate has released their higher education omnibus bill, and Eric Simonson has said he thinks that shortchanges the U of M and the MinSCU system. Eric Simonson, our guest this morning. Hi, Eric. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
So let's back up. The topic of higher education funding has been front and center on a national level for quite a while now. Time was when a college student with a work-study job could manage to put themselves through college with the work-study gig and maybe some affordable, manageable student loans. We all know that that's next to impossible now. What is the thinking? My understanding is that the funding had come in the past largely from the state. It was cutbacks in state funding that has kind of created this situation now. So where and when did these attitudes about state funding for higher education start to change, and how and why have they continued?
Well, that's a really good question, although it's somewhat complicated. I think, you know, you'd be hard-pressed to find a politician nowadays that doesn't talk about the cost of higher education and the problem with our increasingly higher student debt loads. And the reality is that here in Minnesota, our investment as a state just hasn't kept pace with the inflation. You're right. There used to be a time, it wasn't all that long ago, when a student could keep up and could make those payments by working just, you know, a little bit on the side, a part-time job, work study, whatever the case may be, and work their way through college. It's just not the case anymore. And the state historically has found that, you know, cutting higher education is oftentimes one of those areas that they turn to because it's not necessarily tangible to a lot of people. But the reality is that not only does it affect the students that are accepting these higher student debt loads, it affects our entire state climate, our economic climate, our business community. You know, we have a lot of needs for folks in higher education to be coming out of these programs and institutes with degrees, but we're not holding up our end of the bargain, it seems. And the Senate proposal right now certainly seems to match that.
With the budget, the current budget surplus now, this might be seen as a good time to try to bring those funding levels back up a little bit. But what's being proposed is quite a bit less than what the governor wants, and of course, considerably less than the schools themselves have requested.
Right. And I think, you know, the governor's proposal, Governor Dayton made a budget proposal earlier in the session, and his proposal is a modest increase to higher education. He's proposing just over $300 million investment. The Senate Republican bill essentially provides about $100 million investment, but that does not even begin to keep pace with inflation and the actual need at the U of M or with Minnesota State, which used to be MinSCU.
Minnesota, for a long time, has traditionally been a place that put an extremely high value on education, and particularly higher education. I grew up in Rochester at a time when the two biggest employers were the Mayo Clinic and IBM, for example. Is this part of this way of looking or of feeling that perhaps college educations are elitist?
Well, I think, unfortunately, that is the message that's being sent. Whether that's the intent or not is probably debatable. But the reality is that by not investing in higher education programs, whether it be, you know, a four-year university or a two-year school or, you know, even certificate programs, by not making those investments, we're sending a strong message across Minnesota that, you know, if you don't come from a well-to-do place, essentially you can't afford to go to college. And a lot of us really believe that's the wrong message to send. By investing in higher education, by investing even in E-12 education, frankly, we set ourselves up for a much brighter future. And that's kind of the direction I think that we should be going and not the direction that's being proposed.
New York has just famously made history with their offer of a free state college or university education, a four-year education, for folks who make $100,000 a year or less. Do you see that as something that could happen here in Minnesota?
Well, I wish it was something that could happen in Minnesota, and I think we'll get there. I think that's, you know, I saw that as well, and I think that's an incredibly exciting opportunity. It's obviously expensive, but I think when you consider the return on the investment, it would be a good direction for Minnesota to go. We want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to get an education if they need one or if they choose to seek one. And that's a really good direction to go in. And, you know, we're not going to be able to get there in 1 or 2 years, but by taking steps now to try to work towards that, it's a place that Minnesota could get. I could see it happening, sure.
So what happens next for these proposals in the legislature?
Right. So there's a Senate version and there's a House version, obviously. And those, when we come back after Easter, those will go into conference committee and the two sides will negotiate the differences in the bills. But keep in mind that whether you look at the Senate version or the House version, they are far apart from the governor's proposal. And essentially what needs to end up on the governor's desk is something that he agrees to. And I think the key point here is that in times of a $1.6 billion surplus, now is not the time to be lessening our investments in education. And I think the governor has sent that message very strongly. And if they don't send him a bill that he supports, you know, they risk the chance of a veto.
Representative Eric Simonson, thank you so much for being our guest this morning. Eric Simonson is a member of the Minnesota House of Representatives, and he joined us this morning as our guest on Northland Morning to talk about some proposals regarding higher education funding making their way through the legislature this year.